Zacharias Moussaoui is the only person the government has charged with terrorism in relation to last year's hijackings. The Justice Department has detained 760 other immigrants as part of its investigation, but they've been held only on immigration violations, and all but a few dozen have now been released or deported. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports on several of those who were let go.
On June 6th, Yasser Ibrahim was released from detention and deported to his native Egypt. It felt like the end of a nightmare. Ibrahim had been held 8.5 months. He and his brother had been arrested when 12 agents showed up at their apartment in Brooklyn. Both had overstayed their visas. But after repeated interrogations, the FBI found no terror connection. Ibrahim landed in Cairo relieved, but soon after he got off the plane, Egyptian security officials detained him for more grilling.
Now the Egyptian authorities, they keep a file on me, they keep a file on my brother, and I think they're going to check on us every now and then.
Ibrahim worries he'll have trouble finding a job. He says he can't shake the suspicion that's been cast on him.
We tried to explain to everybody here that if we did anything wrong, they wouldn't release us after 8.5 months. So the question is, why they kept you then for 8.5 months? And this question, I don't have an answer to it.
Many former detainees have the same question. The Center for Constitutional Rights in New York has filed a class action lawsuit seeking an answer. Center lawyer Nancy Chang says the 7 detainees named in the suit all agreed to be deported.
But the INS has held these individuals for months on end, past the point at which they could have returned to their countries, in what we believe is preventive detention, basically a detention for the purposes of determining whether they have terrorist ties. And this is not legitimate without providing these individuals with the full panoply of rights that we provide to criminal defendants.
In other words, Chang says the Justice Department is exploiting immigration law, using it to keep people locked up while authorities actually conduct a terror probe. Douglas Kamek, dean of Catholic University Law School, says, so what? There is a history of using whatever laws work to pursue criminals. After all, he notes, Al Capone was nabbed on tax laws.
So to conduct a terrorist investigation or a terrorism investigation pursuant to the immigration laws is not at all unusual. And I think to make an argument that that had to be categorically prohibited would simply not coincide with the real world. And it doesn't coincide with what the Attorney General's powers are under the immigration statutes.
What's more, former federal prosecutor Mike Madigan points out the detainees did violate immigration law.
The people that have been detained are not people who were just standing on a sidewalk and routinely, accidentally bumped into an officer. That just is not true.
Well, almost not true. A report by Human Rights Watch says a number of immigrants were arrested in random encounters with law enforcement. Lawyer Sohel Mohammed says his client, Osama Sawilam, made the mistake of asking an officer for directions. Mohammed says Sawilam's visa had expired and he was in Newark to see an immigration attorney about renewing it.
Here's a person who is lost, who walked into your hand. It's like saying Osama bin Laden is going to walk into a FBI headquarters and going to say, you know, can I find out where, you know, so such and such location is? That's not going to happen.
After 5 months' detention, Sawilam was deported to Egypt. Lawyer Mohammed says in the weeks after the attacks, he would have defended broad sweeps in the name of national security. But a year on, he and others complained that the government's investigation looks more like a fishing expedition, one that has disproportionately punished people who caused no harm to others. Former federal prosecutor Mike Madigan responds that the war on terrorism is difficult and it's ongoing. He says the recent arrests of an apparent al-Qaeda cell near Buffalo show the high stakes involved.
The first obligation of this investigation is to prevent any kind of reoccurrence of 9/11. And we certainly don't want to find these people and wait around until they have actually killed another 500 to 1,000 Americans and then arrest them.
This is small comfort to Cameron Sadek. He's an Iraqi Kurd refugee who was in the U.S. legally. During his 4.5 months detention, Sadek lost his job, his car was impounded, all his belongings were tossed out of the apartment when he wasn't there to pay the rent. When he was finally released, Sadek found friends in Detroit suspicious and wary of him.
What happened? I go inside for nothing. And when I come in out, I lost everything. And nobody say to me, take one penny. Or we're gonna help you because you not do anything and you lost everything.
Sadek had not violated immigration law. In fact, upon his release, his lawyer says he was approved to get a green card. But after years in refugee camps trying to get to America, a land he viewed as a bastion of freedom, Sadek says his ordeal in prison has soured his feelings. Sadek has chosen to leave, joining his wife's family in Canada, where he says he's struggling to start over again. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.